Well, again, good morning. As I told some of my dear sisters outside, on behalf of myself, the eldership that I serve with, and the Highland Hills Church of Christ, I ask that, first of all, thank you for being here. And I have no idea how this is really going to go. Wouldn't be a service if the mic didn't act up. But thank you for being here. This morning is it is about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in so serving God and in so praising God, it is fitting for us to honor, to dedicate, and to commit our children, the children of this congregation, of this community, to the Lord. Jesus said when his disciples challenged him, with others challenged him about children coming to him, do not suffer little children to come to me. Don't keep them from coming. Do not keep the little children from coming to me. He said, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He actually put the challenge on the adults in the room. He said, unless you change and become like them, you'll never see the kingdom. I believe that he was challenging us to saying that unless you depend upon God like these little children depend upon you, then you will never attain the perfect righteousness that you have to have in order to enter eternal rest. That is to say that unless you are completely 100% dependent upon Jesus on the cross, we will never be truly sin-free as we can be washed in his blood. And so we would never see the kingdom in its eternity. But I also believe he's talking about the right now. Unless we look at this world with childlike eyes, all the possibilities, all of the innocence, all of the preconceptions not yet formed, unless we look at this life with innocence and hope and potential, we will never see the kingdom of heaven as it has come on earth already. We will always be jaded. We will always be cynical. We will always see the bad and not the good. Go into a preschool or a kindergarten classroom. Ask the children, hey, I need someone to sing me a song. Who is a great singer in this room? And I promise you, without fail, most of them will raise their hand. Oh, me. I am a great singer. Let me do it. Ask them. I need someone to draw me a picture of a forest or a fairy tale. I need an artist. Who can draw? Oh, me. I can draw. Pick me. All of them will say the same. I can do this. Let me do it. I'll draw you the best forest. I'll draw you the best fairy princess, the best dragon, whatever you need. I can do it. You want to know what it looks like? Give me a second. I'll show you. I need somebody to dance for me, to do a dance. Who's a good dancer? Oh, I can dance. Watch me. And before you know it, they'll all just be having their own little dance off right there. You go into a college campus, you ask those same children 13, 14 years later, who's a good singer? Well, no, not me. Who's a good artist? Oh, wow. I can't hardly draw a stick figure. Who can dance? Well, they probably wouldn't have the boldness to show you there, but these kids, no limitations. They believe they can do anything, and it's up to us to prove them right. Don't ever rob that from our children. Don't ever teach them that they can't. Because Jesus says that they can, and unless we become like them, we will never see the kingdom. This morning, we are here not only to say a blessing over, to dedicate our children to the Lord, but we're also here to ask of a commitment of our parents. The Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 27 that sons and daughters are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a reward from Him. He goes on to say in that passage that blessed is he who they are arrows in the hands of a mighty archer. Blessed is he whose quiver is full of them. He talks about the blessing, the gift, the joy, the reward of children, but he also says there is a responsibility of parents to aim them and put them on a path in the direction of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7, he gives this charge, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." Our homes are to be homes bathed in the Word of God. Our conversation is to be drenched in Scripture, in spiritual things, so that when our children talk to us, they will know, "Thus saith the Lord," because what we say, we have heard from God. God goes on to tell us in Proverbs 22 and 6, "Train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And even when they are old, they will not depart from it." The path that we set our children on now is a path that they will remain on. It's easier to start them well than to get them back. So God challenges us, train them now. It's easier to tell them now, "Yes, you can," as opposed to tearing down all of their dreams and all of their abilities and then wondering why they haven't accomplished. It's ours to train them that kingdom work is more important than anything else that we can do. If they are immersed in kingdom work, everything else supports that very thing. One of the things that I I'm telling you the truth as a preacher who competes with these guys on a weekly basis during sermons. I mean, when I'm up here preaching and they're out there preaching, or when we're singing and they're singing and I see moms and dads, I gotta get them out. Don't teach them to be silent before the Lord. Teach them to praise God. Teach them to be comfortable. Teach them to be at home in this place with these people. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. "Parents, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord." The Bible is clear. The Bible is very clear about the responsibility. It's also very clear about the gift. The gift of children. God says that I put you together in your mother's womb. In Jeremiah, he says, "I have a plan for each one of you. A plan that starts in infancy and goes on through adulthood." God tells parents it is a solemn responsibility to be given one of His own, to teach about Him. This morning, our blessing of these children comes out of Numbers chapter 6, but our commitment from parents also comes out of 1 Samuel 1 and 11. Hannah, in her desire to have children, prayed. She made a vow saying, "Lord Almighty, if you would only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a child. And I will give him back to you all the days of his life." Our culture says that a child becomes responsible for themselves when they turn 18. God says, "Give them to me all the days of their life." The Bible gives us examples of parents taking their role very seriously. My question to each one of you, will you be a Christ-centered parent? Will you be a Christ-like example? Will you raise your children in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord? My question for each parent this morning, will being a kingdom citizen be first and foremost in your home? Will loving God come before loving everything else? I'm going to ask each parent to stand into each parent group to stand individually. And we're going to start over here on this side. And Dan is going to, he's going to administer the blessing starting here, and then we'll go to the Hardens on this side. So when I read your child's name, if you would please, as a group, because some of them have one and some have two, the ones that have two will tell you it doesn't get any easier. It just gets better. So when I read your child's name, if you would please stand, and then I will ask you a personal commitment, and then the elder will speak a blessing over your child, and then you can be seated, and we'll go to the next one. Presley Lane Trimble. As her parents, do you commit to her that you will raise her in God's instruction and with His admonition? Corley Jane Harden, as her parents, will you commit to raising her in the instruction and admonition of the Lord? Maddox Gabriel Lawn. I know the answer. Do you guys commit to Maddox that you will raise him in the instruction of God and in His discipline? Amen. Maylee Ann and Myla Gale Malika. Do you commit to them that you will raise them in the instruction and discipline of our Lord? Caden Bryce and Kylan Jace Mason. Do you commit to them that you will raise them, that you will bring them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Willa Fair McKee. Y'all commit to her that you will bring her up, you will raise her in the nurture and God's admonition. Destiny Jean and Joshua Aaron Osborne. Do you commit to them that you will raise them in God's instruction, in His discipline? Lucy Noel and Olivia Ray Primus. Do you commit to them that you will raise them in God's instruction and in His discipline? Amen. Offering. Hudson James Ricketts. Do you commit to him that you will raise him in the Lord's instruction and in His discipline? He agrees. James Marvin Tucker III. Do you commit to him that you will raise him in the Lord's instruction and in His discipline? What we have witnessed this morning is in keeping with a long line of blessings. God said in John chapter 1, Jesus, He is the Word. And the Word was God and was with God. And the Word came and dwelt among you. The significance of the word is that what is spoken by God has meaning. This morning, godly men have spoken the words of God over these children. It's a blessing to their life, and it means something. It means something for them. It means something for all of us to have been here to witness it. At this time, I'm going to ask that if everyone would please stand before God, and Ward is going to come and lead us in prayer for these children.
Our Heavenly Father, Thou art the author and the maker of the home. We thank Thee for the home, for the father, for the mother, and the child who make it. We thank Thee for the strength of the father who guides it, for the tenderness of the mother who adorns it, and for the cheerfulness of the child who blesses it. Grant that the home may stand in its strength and loveliness even as Thou hast ordained it, giving stability to the church, to the community, and to our nation. May Thy eternal truth be its guiding light, its firm foundation, its man of counsel, and of refuge. May the husband love and honor the wife, and the wife love and cherish the husband. May each be unto the child a safe example and manner of life, bringing it up in Thy nurture and admonition. In the name of Him who honored and sanctified the home, amen.